your breath.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Excuse me?
Mr. Gilbreth.
I can barely hear you.
Okay. Just we'll be with you one moment, sir. We'll be with you one moment. Okay, just hold on. We're getting ready to get started with your hearing. You're the first one for the morning. So the Honorable Mr. David Neal will serve as the lead for your hearing this morning. So just hold on, and the Honorable Mr. Neal will be with you shortly, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Kevin Lee Gilbert, 321-347.
You're pretty familiar with what you've written to Clemency this morning in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members at this time. To my left is Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is Dave Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Rittenhouse, and way down on the far end is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yeah.
The one you signed that dated the date of the hearing?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
All right. This time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westy in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, you're going to be given in two phases, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, then phase two will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that means number one, violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1927 East Carla Vista Drive in Chandler, Arizona, on or about April 10th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
I was actually hospitalized.
Okay, well, you'll have an opportunity to explain what went on and why, you know, your PO didn't hear from you, those sort of things. But basically, is it true or false statement, sir?
False.
Okay. Because you said false, we're going to go to Mr. Westy, and he's going to read the allegation and we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westy, please.
On April 27, 2018, Peter Smith attempted to make personal contact with the offender via Carla Vista Halfway House by the listed phone number. Peter Smith spoke to the manager from Carla Vista Halfway House, who advised that the offender is taking his stuff and left the residence on or about April 10, 2018. He also stated that he had not seen or heard from the offender since his departure. The offender has not made contact with his assigned parole officer since his departure from his approved residence. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Follow-up. On May 2, 2018, P.O. Smith attempted a telephone call of the offender's emergency contact, which is his mother. P.O. Smith received no answer and left a detailed message on an automated voicemail requesting any information about the whereabouts of the offender. On May 2, 2018, P.O. Smith called the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and confirmed that the offender was not incarcerated in the jail system. On May 2, 2018, P.O. Smith contacted the Banner Desert Medical Center and spoke to a hospital employee who stated the offender was not a patient. P.O. Smith knows and knew other persons, family, or friends to contact in an attempt to locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Gilbert, what is false about that?
I was hospitalized, and while I was hospitalized, I missed my parole appointment and a drug test, and I was just scared they were going to arrest me, so I didn't go back in.
Okay, so it's it's only false because you were in the hospital? Even though, I guess, okay, but you, the whole time you were in the hospital, between the time you were in the hospital and the time you were arrested, you weren't unconscious, were you?
No.
Okay, so you consciously didn't contact your PO when you started having some problems?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to move the hearing for, so based on the testimony of Mr. Gilbert and the information in warrant 2018W1297, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent and violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. I sort of wonder if we're going to phase two. Okay, sir, we're going to move to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. West, he's going to give us some follow-up information, so stay on the phone there, and I'll be right back with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On March 20th, 2018, Mr. Gilbert was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 1st, 2018 by Phoenix PD when he received a suspicious person call. The subject ran from the police. He was back in DOC custody May 1st, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 10th, 2018, 52 absconding. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia, 2 counts, each for 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Those disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2010, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2011, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Gilbert, we're getting over a summary of your case supervision. When you were released, you approved placement at Carla Vista Halfway House in 1927 East Carla Vista Drive in Chandler, Arizona. Then on April 27, 2018, CCO Smith, Josh Smith, called your approved residence in the Carla Vista Halfway House staff stated that you had left the house on April 10th, 2018, and did not return. And that you had not resided at their residence on or after the 10th of April. So, when did you go in the hospital, sir?
I'm not sure what the date was, to be honest with you.
Okay, but in the in the original allegation, it said that you took all of your stuff with you when you left the halfway house. So you didn't...
I didn't take anything with me. I was taken by ambulance to the hospital.
From the halfway house?
Yeah, from the halfway house.
Okay. So you don't know whether the halfway house staff knew that you went in the ambulance?
No, they didn't. There was nobody there but me at the time.
Okay. So how long were you in the hospital, sir?
It was about 12 days, I believe.
What was wrong with you?
My kidneys were failing.
Pardon me?
My kidneys were failing.
Okay. Did you have to do any dialysis or anything, or did they just treat you for a while?
No, I did do dialysis while I was in the hospital. I didn't have to do it after I was released.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that they didn't put you on a continuing basis. Kidneys can be very hard to keep track of, but nobody really got a problem on. Sometimes it's really far into it before you realize it's an issue. So you were out of the hospital before May, but you didn't contact the PO. Didn't you think that maybe because you had a health issue that your PO would make an attempt to work with you rather than violate you?
I didn't.
Okay. want to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Mr. Westby has some more information for us.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, I was looking at the chronicles here, and it appears that Peter Smith, Tommy got to get in contact with the halfway house and speak to the manager regarding Mr. Gilbreth not being there, was that his next scheduled report date with P.O. Smith was on April 23rd, and he failed to report, so that's when the P.O. started looking, started his look for him at. And there was no notation here about anything, as Mr. Gilbreth mentioned, about leaving the halfway house. He said that they wouldn't have known, but if he was in the, if that was on the 10th, there would be 2 weeks later. It was on the 23rd when his next scheduled contact visit was. So he could have got out of the hospital in 13 days and still been able to make it to his PO. There was also no chrono notes here that he did contact his PO whatsoever.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so any questions from the board? Okay, sir, we're nearly at the end of your hearing here. In a few moments, the board will go into discussion to make a determination. But before we do that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Give us any other information that you would like for us to have before we go into discussion, but we ask that you don't repeat all of the, or any of the information that we've already discussed, okay?
Okay. I have none.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. But we will be going into discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to discuss the case and make a determination. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We just ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone and you can hear the entire conversation, okay?
All right.
All right, we're now in discussion. Well, it's unfortunate. It does look like that Mr. Gilbreth has had some issues with drugs, whether or not he's used enough to be addicted or not. He's used enough to get arrested for the paraphernalia. But with this, you know, okay, I could believe going to the hospital in an ambulance might cause a few days delay in contacting the PO, but I found nursing staff to be really helpful in making phone calls or assisting in making phone calls like that when you have something important that's got to happen. And the 12 or 13 days he would have gotten out about the time he was supposed to report to his PO. And again, a phone call would have probably kept him out in, you know, in the community rather than in front of us. But when it's down days in the situation, I'm not in favor of returning him to community supervision this time. He does not have a whole lot of time left. I want to listen to discussion from many of my fellow workers.
Thank you. And I would just want to say, since I know Mr. Gilbreth is listening, that the kidney issue and the hospitalization, I hope, is a wake-up call for him. One of the functions of the kidneys is to filter waste out of your blood, and drug use causes waste in your blood. So I'm hoping that he realizes that he's really endangering his health. And he's a young man, and he has very, very limited criminal justice system involvement. So I agree with you on community supervision, but and I hope that he takes care of his health. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any other comments or discussion? All right, so based on all the information, vote number 2018W129, Mr. Galbraith's testimony, and information received from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Galbraith as he was delinquent, violated term conditional supervision, and had an actual battle axe in criminal ways or company, specifically the 52-hour scouting day, although he said he's not going to be having verification of what he was doing. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kinnell, Mr. Green, by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Gilbreth, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We would suggest that if you can do some AA and NA type programming between now and the time you get out, it would be beneficial. Those 12-step programs can help you even if you're not actually addicted to something, because it can help you get your mindset so that you can stay away from it. You are scheduled to be released on about September 10th, 2018, which really isn't that far away. We do wish you luck, and like Ms. Rittenhouse said, please pay attention to your kidneys. I have kidney problems, and I guarantee you that you want to pay attention and listen to what the doctor tells you so that you can have a long and productive life, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mr. Hearn, would you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Sure.